If you'd open your Bibles this morning and turn to Psalm 119. Psalm 119, our reading today is, I believe, verse 20 through 32. And it's really interesting because as I looked at this psalm, I looked at it Friday, I looked at it Saturday, and I thought, oh, wow, there's nothing in here to open from. I better look in the New Testament or go to the Old Testament or something else. But when I started to prepare for the opening, something absolutely heavenly happened to me. I saw these verses like I'd never seen them before, and a few of them just jumped out at me. So in my study, then I looked in several references to see what those saints of old have said about these verses. Honest to goodness, I got so carried up, I thought Kev was going to have to tether me to the ground because I was absolutely flying around my office. I couldn't believe it. This is an exciting psalm. There are some outstanding verses. So will you look with me at verse 20? My soul breaketh, for the longing it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Wow. King James. A little heavy for me. You have to really concentrate on it. But when you do, it's absolutely exciting. The Message says, my soul is starved and hungry, ravenous, insatiable for your nourishing commands. Wow, that captures the heart of the psalmist. He actually wants to know what God's commands are. He wants to look in his word, and he's hungry for it. Matthew Henry says, those who know and love the law of the Lord desire to know it more and love it better. The way of serious godliness is the way of truth, the only true way to happiness. We must always have actual regard to it. Wow, how powerful. And as I read different commentaries, I can't share all of them, but they were all saying the psalmist had a heart. He had a heart to know God's commands. And now we're going to find out in these next few verses why. Psalm 119:24. Again, I'm reading in the King James first. The testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. And the Message says, yes, your sayings on life are what give me delight. I listen to them as good neighbors. Wow, you could just see it, the neighbors over the fence talking about the commandments of God. Spurgeon says, the psalmist greatly reverenced the word. He intensely desired to know its contents. He wishes to feed upon God's word. He longed to obey it. He longed to feel the power of God's judgments in his own heart. Wow. Yeah. F.B. Meyer says, the word sought and sought, the more intensely, the more it is found. It was because he'd found so much in the word of the Lord already that the soul of the psalmist was breaking to find more. Those who've been once admitted to the secret of the Lord find their highest joy in knowing that secret still more fully. It is to those who know the secret that the promise is given. Amen. I want to know the secrets of the Lord. I want to press into him. I want to press into his word until he shouts in my ear his secrets. Amen. The testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. They were not only themes for meditation, but also sources of delight and means of guidance. Wow. Is it important that we open that book and read it? That book is our counselor, folks. And I want to know what my counselor is saying to me. John Calvin said, my counselors, see here is a sentence worthy to be weighed of us. When David calleth the commandments of God his counselors, he reverenced them as God's testimonies. He reveled in them as his delight. I want to revel in the word of God because it's my delight. He referred to them as his counselors. And now on to verses 31 and 32. King James again. I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord. Put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. And the message says, I grasp and cling to whatever you tell me. God, don't let me down. I'll run the course you lay out for me if you'll just show me how. Wow. Again, Spurgeon says, a quickened pace, a more rapid progress, a firmer constancy, a more resolute and unflinching obedience. These were the results which the psalmist looked for from the enlargement of his heart. And truly, if all the faculties of mind and body are dedicated to God with a constant and vigorous step, will man press on in the way that leadeth to heaven. Amen. Enlargement of the heart is cheerfulness in doing God's will, love for that will, a drawing out of the affections toward it, and interest in it. All this it is, and a great deal more. Thus endeth the saying of Spurgeon. So let us now stand and let's say these few verses from the Message translation as we go into worship this morning. This is our testimony to God. We agree with the psalmist in what he's saying. And so let's agree. My soul is starved and hungry, ravenous, insatiable for your nourishing commands. Yes, your sayings on life are what give me delight. I listen to them as good neighbors. I grasp and cling to whatever you tell me. God, don't let me down. I'll run the course you lay out for me if you'll just show me how. Let this spirit rise within us.
Amen.
The spirit of the psalmist as we worship him today, as we have made him smile this morning, as we have proclaimed our love for him, our love for his word. Let's worship together this
morning. Amen.